This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. With just 4 days to go, some previously safe Republican senators are fighting for their seats. Two examples, Georgia's Saxby Chambliss and Alaska's Ted Stevens. Their seats are two of the 10 that Democrats are hoping to win in their quest for a 60-seat filibuster-proof majority. And we begin this hour with stories about both races. First, Senator Stevens has returned to Alaska after he was convicted Monday on federal corruption charges. A jury in Washington, D.C. found him guilty of concealing thousands of dollars worth of gifts from a friend in the oil industry. Both John McCain and Sarah Palin have called on Stevens to step down. As NPR's Martin Costi reports from Anchorage, Stevens has no intention of going quietly.
Stevens is back on the campaign trail, where he's making a surprising assertion.
I have not been convicted of anything.
He said that twice last night during a TV debate. In point of fact, Stevens has been convicted, though he is planning an appeal.
The case is still pending on the basis of motions we filed for a new trial or for a dismissal of the case because of prosecutorial misconduct.
Prosecutors did make mistakes during the trial, to the point of getting themselves chewed out by the judge. But it's anyone's guess whether Stevens can get the verdict overturned. Stevens' conviction is not something people wanted to hear about at his welcome home rally on Wednesday night. In a hangar at Ted Stevens International Airport, the 84-year-old senator waded into an adoring crowd.
Sir.
I voted for you every time and nothing has changed.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. It's nice to be home.
Someone printed up some black T-shirts with the message, F the feds, vote for Ted. Margie Johnson had one on. She doesn't think much of the jury's verdict.
12 outsiders trying to pass judgment are an our United States senator. I won't have any part of it. That's like in the days pre-statehood, when outsiders used to pass judgment on us.
By outsider, you mean someone from the lower 48, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those outsiders, lower 48, East Coast, whatever you want to call them, they ain't taking our dog guy. We're going to stand with him.
But away from the rallies, cracks are showing in Stevens' base of support. Eddie Burke, a conservative radio talk show host in Anchorage, mocked Stevens for insisting that he's innocent.
We got prisons full of people who are on appeal. Go into a prison, put them all in one big room, and ask them, how many of you are innocent? I wonder how many will raise their hand.
Burke told his listeners that he could no longer vote for Stevens, even if it meant handing the election to a Democrat. Callers pleaded with him to reconsider.
Let's go to Connie on line one. Connie, you there?
Yes.
Thank you, Connie.
You need to get off this subject.
I can't.
Gonna be yes. We're going to lose our seat for the party. Get out and vote for Ted.
I'm not going to vote for a felon, Connie.
The rest of it will fall into place.
There is a theory among some Republicans here, more a hope than a theory, that Stevens' real plan is to get reelected and then step down, buying time for his party to find a fresh candidate. In Alaska, it's not the governor that picks a replacement senator. State law requires a special election within 90 days. Some Republican voters would like to force that special election by electing Stevens now. But the Democratic challenger, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, says he's not worried about that kind of strategic voting.
You know, some of these guys that are calling in, I recognize their voice because I'm a call-in radio guy, and they're part of the party machinery behind the scenes. And the fact is, Alaskans, 60% of Alaskans are non-party affiliated. We vote for the person.
But in this case, that person is Uncle Ted. There's still so much affection for him around here that even his Democratic challenger is reluctant to call him a felon. Begich makes allusions to Stevens' legal difficulties, but he always stops short of calling for Stevens to step down. The Democrat says he'll leave that decision to the voters. Martin Costi, NPR News, Anchorage.